We're up to Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Kabru es hameis v'chazru. And now they're going into the shure. Michael mahascha v'ligmer atchele yegile shure yaschilu. They have time to start and to finish krishme before they'll enter the shure, they should do it. V'imlav lo yaschilu. Or else they shouldn't start. Im yechaylim lahaschil v'ligmer es v'ligmer. So the pashtis of the lashon of the Mishnah is im yechaylim lahaschil v'ligmer. If they have time to start learning krishme and to complete krishme, actually yagiel leshure yaschilu. Then they should start. They're accomplishing something. V'ligmer es kula in avo perik echad ay posik echad loy. But there's a mashmois of the Mishnah, if they cannot be goymer the whole krishme, it is not worthwhile to start. The Raminu, so the Gemara asks the kasha from a baraisa, the baraisa says, kovru es hameis, v'chozru, im yechaylem lahaschil v'ligmer afilu peirik echot, oy posik echot. So the din is they should al koponim say what they have time to say. They can say one perek, let them say one perek. They can say one posik, let them say one posik. So it seems there is a machlokes between the Baraisa and the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Ochi nami koma. Im yecholim lahaschil v'ligmer. V'ligmer does not mean the complete krishme. Afilu perek echot. Ay afilu posik echot. Ashele gil eshure yaschilu v'mlav lo yaschilu. He says, so the shakla v'tay of the Gemara was what ligma means. The havamin of the Gemara was that ligma means all three parshiyas. And the Gemara ends off by saying ligma means a posik, a perik. That is the shakla v'tay of the Gemara. The Shagasari in Saif Simon Beis asks a shayla, what was the havamin of the Gemara? Afilu, we will assume that the three parshiyas of Krishma are min ha-Torah. But that is zicher that one parsha is not ma'akev the other parsha. So, for what legitimate reason, if one can only say one parsha, why shouldn't he say this one parsha? Since he can't say all three, he shouldn't say one. There's no svara to it. So the Shagasai says, Enochanami. The Gemara could have asked me svara. The Gemara just thought that the Mishnah is telling us you have to ask all three. You have to have time in order to say all three parshis. The Gemara could have asked Misvor. The Gemara asked from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says klonit azay. The Gemara answers Einochanami. That is not pshat in the Mishnah. That is what the Shagasaya says. There's one more nikud that the Shagasaya says. There's a machlokes apoiskim. Which parsha, if all three parshas are min ha-Torah, two parshas min ha-Torah, one parsha min ha-Torah. The Shagasaya l'alocha holds that one parsha is min ha-Torah. That the parsha rishayna of Krishma, that is min ha-Torah. So the Shagasaya asks on himself, so what is the maile if he can say one posik? So what? But by saying one posik is not yaitse the mitzvah of Krishma. So what is the maile of saying one posik? So the Shagasaya answers, Einach enami, als the mitzvah of Krishmi won't accomplish anything, but mi the Rabbonon, there's an Indian to say the first pasuk called Kabbalah's Il Malchus Shamayim. There is such a mitzvah mi the Rabbonon also, so therefore, this is a new mitzvah al Kabbalah, there's a mitzvah mi the Rabbonon, if one, it's very interesting, they made a mitzvah, if one cannot be yoitzeh the araiseh, of Kriyishma al Kaponim, one should say the first pasuk. It would come out interesant if it was if it's a past as man Kriyishma. Also, one should say al Kaponim this one pasuk al Kabbalah Sil Malchus Shemayim. But I caught myself, I'm wrong, because here we could also say later the first pasuk. It seems this pasuk is also. Chazal said one should say the posik of Shema bizman of Krishma. There's a new mitzvah, the Rabbonon, to say the first posik bizman Krishma. Even though min ha-Torah there's no such mitzvah, mid Rabbonon there's such a mitzvah, and the mitzvah seems to say over here, this was the Chadash and this Baraisa. Ha'imdim b'shuris. Now it's speaking about the halachis of the people who are menachem the oval. So the Mishnah says, Ha'imdim b'shuris ha'pnimiyim p'turim v'chitzoyniyim chayovim. Tano rabono, shura ha'roye p'nima p'ture, v'she'ein ha'roye p'nima chayovim. So Rashi says, Horoye Pnima es Chalal Ha-Hekef Achoyre Shura Ha-Pnimiyiz Ba-Ovul Yoyshev Shom. To understand what Rashi is saying, the Goyin in the Mishnah explains this Rashi as follows. When they made this Nichum Avelim, there was a straight Shura, where the oval was sitting, and next to the oval there were people sitting on both sides of the oval. That was a straight shura. That was the shura hapnimi. Then there were circles around the oval. So the Mishnah says hapnimiyim. It seems the two pnimiyim, the two shurais hapnimiyim are potter. So what are the two shuras? The straight shura, who is sitting next to the oval, and the first circle around the oval sees them. So these two shuris are potter. So that's what Rashi means, haroye pnimi, shure haroye pnimi pture. Haroye pnimi, Rashi says, es chlal ha-hekev achoyre shure ha-pnimis. There is one shure ha-pnimis, which is a straight shure. There the oval is sitting together with others. And then this first circle which surrounds the shure, that is chalal ha'ekev, that is the space that is between this shure and the shure in the middle. Ba'ovul yayshiv shom. That's how Rashi learns. Others want to learn that the first two are potter, because the second circle can look between the shoulders of the first one. So the second circle is also visible to the oval. Al Kaponim, so these are Oisik b'mitzvahs Nichum, and the other people are not Oisik. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Haboim machmas ha'ovol p'turim, machmas atzmon chayovim. So there's a very interesting Rashi. Machmas atzmon, v'loi machmas kovod, they're not coming as the kovod of the oval, sh'loi bo'u l'nachem, elo lirois, Es ha-me'ure. They saw a crowd of people there, they're sitting around, so they also came. Now, I think Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a big chiddush. That's what there are people around the oval. It would seem from Rashi that there is a kvoit ha-oval there. That means, achmon and etzlon, when a person is betzar, the Goyin in Iyur says, when a person is betzar and someone comes, Nichum Aveilim, what is the Nichum Aveilim? What are they doing? Chiyas Ameisim they can't make. What is the Nichum? So the Goyin explains, the Nichum is, if a person is betzar, and no one cares about his tzar, it doesn't bother them, it doesn't affect them, so that aggravates and magnifies the tzar. Le'idach Gise, if someone shows his concern, even though he can't alleviate the situation, the mace is not here anymore, but Al-Kulponim, Yenim's interest, Yenim's concern, it deadens the pain of the tzar. That is the inyan of Nichum Aveilim. Now, when we have here an oval, and you have a Rizika Oilam coming, Rizika Oilam, so there's a big Oilam here, and the oval feels vinished vi. He feels misnachem. That's kovod to ovul. Now, this person that's standing there, he didn't come for the kovod to ovul. He came, there's a big oilam there, he's coming to watch. That's the yedeya machshavis. Abel lemaisa legabi the ovul feels he's misnachem. So lechayrem, because he has kovod, people are there, a lot of people are there. So l'chayre, there is a chefze of nichum. There is a kovet ha'ovu. And l'chayre, an a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiroi, l'chayre, it is not one doesn't look at the kavonis of the oise hamitzvah. For example, there's Rashi in Parshas Kiseitze says as follows. The posik by Shikre, it says, v'shachachta oimer besoda. You left over, you forgot an oimer. He left it there. He goes home. Lo'isa shuv l'kachta. So there's a lot, don't go back. Leave it there. What's going to happen? The oni is allowed to take it. This is Shikre. L'man yivorechecho Hashem alekech. For not going back, yivorechecho Hashem alekech. So Rashi says, "Va'afal pi shebos liyodoi shaloi b'miskavim." He didn't have any intentions to give the oni. Oba lemaise, the oni lemaise became nisrabe mamoina through your shikre. So the ziyabarechach Hashem alekecha. So Rashi learns that from this pasuk. Emel meyata noflo sela miyodoi umatzo oni. A person lost a seller. He doesn't even know b'chlal that he lost it. But I'll call upon him, and oni will find it, and an oni will get panosa. This person will reap benefits. So we see that in a mitzvah, bein odom l'chaveiroi, one doesn't look at the intentions of the oisa ha-mitzvah. No, one looks at the poil yoitze, what the end result will be. And only got my money. So the banya varecha Hashem alekecha. The Beis Halevi in the drushes, the first drush in drush aleph, he brings from the achronim mitzvahs doke mahani gam sheloy lishma yaisi mi bechol shar mitzvahs. The ma'ich bisleila oni hamekabel b'machshavtei shel noisim. By all mitzvahs shaloi lishma, so there the Rabbi Shalom is looking, what were your intentions? Did you do the mitzvah l'shem shemayim? Didn't you do the mitzvah l'shem shemayim? So memeile, if it wasn't l'shem shemayim, the mitzvah is nigra. This is a grade B, grade D mitzvah. This is not a grade A mitzvah. But he brings the achronim, say, by mitzvahs, doket, there the mitzvah is the te'eles and the tachlis. Ma'ich b'sleiloni was geitem on his kavonis. He got money. His nisparnis is, that's it. So the mitzvah was niskayim b'miluoy. So l'chayra, I had a shayla. It seems that if an oilam came and there was a kvoit ha'ovel, the ovel became niskabit. Such a big oilam, he feels, people want to be mishtatev b'tzara. He really doesn't know they were here for another reason. In Grad, they saw a crowd coming, so they crowded around him also. So, l'choyre, there is a nichem aveilim. There is a kvoid ovel. Afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda said that, imbo machmas atzman, but the Rabbi Shalom knows why you came. You didn't come to be menachem the ovel. So, imbo machmas atzman, chayov, demuchuyiv telen krishma. So, l'choyre, why is it that way? If they have a kiyum of mitzvahs nichem aveilim, so why should they be mechayev to learn krishma? So I thought it could be that here we have a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potom in a mitzvah. The p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potom in a mitzvah is a din in the gavre. That's only in the kiyum a mitzvah. If you're busy doing a mitzvah, so then you're potom from other mitzvahs. The Rabbi Shalom knows you're not busy doing, you're mechayev a mitzvah, that's for sure. Because the oval feels good. You're mekayim a mitzvah, but since the asiyah is not l'shem mitzvah, you're coming to watch the show. Setutzach a mitzvah. There's no p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is if you're b'sheftik in doing a mitzvah, then you don't have to do another mitzvah. Since mitzad your pa'ula, you just want to watch what's happening over here, you have to learn krishma rabbi. You're not oisik b'mitzvah. I don't know if the Chachomim didn't say Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned the Psanu Maise, Bo Machmas Atzmon, Bo Machmas Ha'ovel. If there is a Machloikis, could be the Chachomim hold that the Din Oisik B'mitzvah is telling the Kiyam HaMitzvah, as long as it's Niskayim HaMitzvah, that is sufficient. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Omarav, HaMoitzei Kloyim B'Bigdoi, Poishton afilu bishuk. A person is walking in the street, and the only baggage that he's wearing he finds out that it's kloy, and if he'll take off this bag, it'll be very embarrassing, because he's not wearing any begodim in his barabim, and there's a tremendous kavod habriyus involved. Is poishton afilu b'shuk, one does not think about in such an instant of kavod habriyus. As the Tashbat says on this Gemara, mutov de kosif bahay alme v'lo lichsif la alme de osi. He has to know one thing, he's in for bizyonis. If he'll wear the shatnis, the bizyonis will be bigger there. So, mutov, saloinzich, just calm yourself down and console yourself. It's kedai this bizoyin than yene bizoyin. So memele, so poishta na filo bishuk, mai taime, ein chochme, ואין תבונה ואין עצו לנגד השם. כל מוקים שיש חילול השם, אין חילקים כובד לרע. If there's any חילול השם involved, אין חילקים כובד לרע. So we don't think about a כובד, אפילו a כובד of a Talmud Chochem, if there's חילול השם involved, well, everything becomes bottle, and one has to make sure to avoid the חילול השם. The night of Yude in Madure Kama Erechayim Simen Lamed Hei brings down a very Meiredike Meise, and he stells to the Meise to two Girsois in our Gemara. The way it's written in our Gemara, and this is the Girsas Harosh, HaMoitze Kloyim Bebigdoi. That means that a person was walking along in the middle of the street, he knows he's wearing a woolen baguette, and all of a sudden he looks at his baguette and he sees that there's linen threads there. I might say kloim bebigdoi. That means the loivish himself found out that he's wearing kloim. So then the halacha is, he knows he's wearing kloim, poishtay afilu b'shuk. This is the girs of the Rosh. The Rambam made a different girs in our Gemara. Hamoitzei kloyim, poishtoi afilu b'shuk. And the Rambam learned the story a little differently. The person who was walking along wearing the baggage shel shatnis, he didn't know b'chlau that he's wearing shatnis. He's ignorant. He's a shaygik. He's a misasik. He doesn't know at all. And someone else sees the baggage, and someone else knows that he's wearing kloyim. Now the shaila is the second person mechuyev to tell him? If he keeps his mouth shut, shalom al Yisrael. Yena won't know the difference, and I won't tell him, and we'll avoid all embarrassment. Is he mechuyev to tell him? Or he's not mechuyev to tell him? This reminds me of an incident. I once called up an airplane company. I wanted to know if they go over a base akvoris. So they didn't know the Indian, but they told me, Rabbi, we can't tell you, but one thing you can be assured, even if you go over, you won't know about it. So I'll kaponim, this is the Zelba Mice over here, I'll kaponim, Yana Weisman Gornish, he's wearing shatnitz, but he doesn't know about it. Is the second person, Mechuyev, to be frum on his places and tell him. So according to the Rambam, he's Mechuyev to tell him. According to the Rambam, he's Mechuyev to tell him. According to the Rosh, the Rosh Adavke Bebigdoi, that the Loivish himself is aware that he's wearing sharpness. Then he's Mechuyif to take it off. If the Loivish does not know, then he's not Mechuyif to tell him. What is the Lomdis? So, I saw Rabbi Yonason Zechayin of Rocha wants to say Pshat in the Rosh, a very interesting Pshat, that the Ramban Alateira wants to say, Loi motzinu chiyuv kapore al shigigas chai ve'lavim. He brings a Ramban al Torah. If a person is over an aveira of kores b'shoigik, he brings a korban. If a person is over al lav b'shoigik, we don't find any kapore. So Rabbi Yonason wants to say that since he's a shoigik, so he's not even aveira. Why am I going to tell him? Ignorance is bliss. Taka, the airplane company was right, Taka. If I don't know about it, it's good. That's what Rabbi Yonason is metadet to say in the Shita Sarosh. The Noi de Biyuhude steltsu this machloikes to a moiridike maise. There was a maise that a ploini almoini was mezana with a isha for 3 years. And later he became a eidim by her. And this ploini almoini was a gewaldike talmud chochem. And the gewaldike ben teure. And he wanted to do tshuva. So the first shaila was, and this was a mishpacha kvuda miyoy, the shver was a ish mechubed, the whole mishpacha was a meiridike mishpacha. The shaila was he mechuyev to tell the shver believes him is not a parsha, that's another shaila. Is he mechuyev to tell the shver that his wife is a saite, that he was mezana with his wife, the shver is over an iso di araise, because the shver is living with a saite. Is he mechuyev to tell the shver? If he will tell the shver, there'll be a moiridike, there's a lot of kavod habrius involved over here. That means the bezyonis will be terrible. Is he mechuyev to tell the shver? So the Neidei B'Yehuda, the first tzad, he wants to shtel tzu to the machloikes, the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam says that, that's mamish tzir of the Rambam. Someone is wearing kloyim. He's ignorant of the fact. Someone else knows about it. He's not mechuyev to keep quiet. He's poish them afilo b'shuk. He goes and takes it off of him. I this discovered abrius. There's not in covid bein tuna bein eitzah keneged Hashem. That is according to the Shita Saramba. According to the Rosh, Yenne doesn't know about it. Yenne is a shoygik and a chay ve'labim. So according to the Rosh, lemaise, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to tell him. So that was the first tzad that the Neidei B'Yehuda had in this shaila. He shtelled tzu tza'ar gemara to the machlokes, the Rambam of the and the Rosh. Al koponim, we have here a memre of Rabbi Yehuda Marat that when there's chilul Hashem involved, ein chilkim kovid l'rav. What does Rashi say? Ein kochme cheshuve neged Hashem. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akashe on this member. We learned in Abaraise, Kovru es hameis. They buried a meis, v'chozru, and they went back after the Levaya. U'lifneyem beis drochim. And there are two drochim how to go back. Achas tahoire. One of the drachim was a derech tahira. That means there was no base of kvoris underneath this derech. There was no kever underneath this derech. Va'achas tameya. And the other one was tome. So now, and you have a oilam that's being melave the oval. That's being melave the oval that wants to be menachem him. And the oval, for some reason, chose to go on one of these two drachim. Is bo b'tahoira, if the Abel chose to go in the derech ha-tahoira, bo in imoy, the malavim go with him, there's no shayla. B'tahoira. Bo b'tmeye, what if the Abel, for some reason, decided to go on the derech ha-tmeye, it's shorter. Bo in imoy b'tmeye, so all the malavim go with him b'tmeye, even though the malavim are kahanim. Mishum kvaydoi. Because of the covet of the Abel. Amai, leima ein chochme ve ein tvune l'neged Hashem. If you say that covet abrius is not doiche aloisase, so what right do the menachmim, the melavim have to go on the derech atmeye? Let's say ein chochme ve ein tvune l'neged Hashem. Agav Ulche, the Raivet, the Rashbat brings down a Raivet, the Raivet says he doesn't understand the whole Kovod HaBrius over here. He says you have 25 Malavim, and there's two Kahanim, so there, instead of being 25 Malavim, there'll be 23 Malavim. These two Kahanim will not go along with the Ovel. That's called Kovod HaBrius. He doesn't, all the Malavim were Kahanim, the Melech, so then we hear the Kovod HaBrius. He says, therefore he does not like, he has a different girsa in the Gemara. He has a unfakerta girsa. his girs is as follows. Boim betoira boimoi. Boim betmeye boimoi. It's punfakel. The rabbim, the oval is going together with the rabbim. It matters where the rabbim is going. Als the kovid atzibur, the shail is the kovid atzibur over here. Should he force the tzibur to go in a different direction? The tzibur is going in atmeya, so the shail is not the kovid the oval, it's the kovid atzibur. Al koponim, we have over here a case where there is a conflict between kovid abrius and the iser d'iraisa. And here we see that kovid abrius is doiche and iser d'iraisa. So that's the Gemara's kashan la. Amai leime ein chochme ve ein tfune l'neged Hashem. Tilgemo rab abba bebeis apras. The Rabbon, that this Derech Tomei is not speaking about a Beis HaKvoris D'Yerai. Bonon were meichel on their covet when it comes to covet abris. Let us see Rashi. Achas Tmeye sheyesh bo kever. There's a kever under, buried underneath the Derech. Bo betahira ha'ovol to'ovol goes on the Derech ha'tahira bebeis ha'pras. Doloi metamei alamid Rabbon. Now what is a Beis HaPras? Vuhu sode shenechash bo kever. That when they were plowing the field, so the plow went over a kever, and v'choshu chachomim shemo dildalu kli amachisha es atzomais. Maybe the plow, since the kever was nechash, and the whole field was plowed, so could be in the field, there are minute particles of atzomais in the field. Adereis aleihem mesiton. And the person who will step over them will move them. Ve'etzem kisa'ire mitame b'maga u'b'masa. Now an etzem that's the size of a barley is mitame b'maga u'b'masa or beheset also. That means if even though he won't touch it, if he'll move it, so he'll become tome. Umes oil not an etzem kisoire and roiv binyan or roiv minyan atzomes. That means if there's only an etzem shel meis in a room, and a person goes over that, he doesn't become tame. It's only metame be mago be mas. The kivin the midarabonon hudoso. So since this whole tume is only a tume darabonon, rabonon hudachlu likorayu gabi ov. So when it's there. Their Issa, in the covet of Oval, so they said that their Issa, they were masking that their Issa should be Nitche, Mishum Kvayde Shel Oval. This is covet Habriyas. Where do we see this is only an Issa Darabon? Menafeyach Odom Lefono. The halacha is a person, if he knows there's a base, a pras in front of him. And he has to go through this place of bras. So he blows. He blows on the earth. Shim hoyo sham etzem yireno. Rashi in Psochem explains a little better. If there's an etzem, a large etzem, he'll see it. And if the etzem is minute, so he'll blow away, so he also won't step on it. Shim hoyo etzem yireno. The idi raisu. So what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is he's allowed to walk on this base of pras. The stomach is walking on this on all fours because very hard to blow when he's standing on 2 feet. The stomach is walking on all fours and blowing, and he continues. He goes to the base of pras. The idi araisu, if this would be an iser di araisu, loyavinim mizalzinim beikulei hai lemismech anefiche. We wouldn't rely on this. This is a shtikel cheshbin. A cheshbin that if he blows, so the bigger pieces will be able to see, and the small piece will push away. But this is only by a tuma darabona. Vahach, and Rashi proves it, because it says vahach b'diske la'oisei pesach ishtari, v'loi la'oich le'trume k'damrinem b'chayim b'kodesh. That means a person who, in order to, so that's goodbye kolben pesach. So the halach is he's allowed to go through this Beis HaPras with Nefiche. Since the whole Tumas Beis HaPras is Adarabonon, So they were makel that he's allowed to be soimech on this birr of nefiche. But this is not a birr gomel, so therefore, oichle trume, if a person went through a base of pras, now he wants to eat trume, he's not allowed to eat trume. Because the gabi trume were chayish, maybe take this birr of nefiche was not sufficient. Al koponim, we see that this tumes base of pras is a tume de rabbonon. It is not a tume de erais. So therefore, since it's a tume de rabbonon, so therefore, we have this teretz that Chazal were maskim that the issa de rabbonon should be nitche b'mokain kovet habriyas. Agav urche, pshat in our gemore is, when he goes after the oval, he doesn't blow. He's not mechuyev to blow. This is a beis apras de rabbonon, and the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid brings down, after he goes to the beis apras, he's tomei mi de rabbonon. He didn't make nefich, he's tomei. Aval pikein, he was allowed to do it. Of the isser of tumas koinim, this tumas de rabbonon was permitted because of kovod habriyos. Another case where we see a kula in the base of pras, shenidash peraglayim. If the whole plowed area was stepped on and it was now smoothed out, we don't have the furrows anymore that the plow had made, so then we're not chayish anymore for that there are any atzomais kisoire which will be pushed around, and he's also allowed to go through it. So these are gayis that this whole tume is a tume de rabbonon, and therefore it is nitche mipnei kovod habriyos. Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Elozer bar Tzodik medalgin ayinu al gabi arayne shel meisim likras malcha Yisrael. Rabbi Elozer bar Tzodik says he remembers they were jumping over arayne shel meisim. To go, they wanted to be Mekabel Malcha Yisrael, and there was this barrier of Aroinei Shel Meisim, so we jumped over, Rabbi Elozer bar Tzodik was a Kohen, and he says, HaMaisa Shehoya, Medalgim Ayinu Gabi Aroinei Shel Meisim, Likras Malcha Yisrael. V'loi Likras Malcha Yisrael B'vadomu, Elafilu Likras Malcha Yaakov, Shem Yizke Yavchin B'Malcha Yisrael O'Malcha Yaakov. Amai, leima in chochme, vein tvune, vein eitzo, le neged Hashem. So what heter is there? There's a inyan, kvoid melochim, to be mekabel pnei melech, but how is a koyin allowed to be medalag al gabi aloinis? There's a shayla of a tumadiraisa. So the Gemara says there's no tumadiraisa over here. Kinderov. The Omar of Dvar Toire Oyel Kol Sheyesh Boy Chalal Tefach Choytzitz Bifnei Atum. V'she'ein Boy Chalal Tefach Ein Ei Choytzitz Bifnei Atum. There is a chatzitze of an oyel, which means as follows. If we would have here a kezayis of a mace, and this is an oyel, so an oyel has two aloches. It's maybe es atume, v'choytzitz bifnei atume. That means that someone, a kohen is upstairs, he's allowed to be upstairs, there's nothing wrong to be upstairs, even though there's a mace over here, the oil is choytzitz b'fnei atum. So the Gemara says that an orin, if the orin that the mace is in has a peseach tefach, we'll see a big machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, but if the orin has a tefach, so for practical purposes now, there is a tefach over the mace, is a tefach over the mace, so then this oren is choytzitz b'fnei atumeh. So one is allowed to walk over the oren. There's no tumes mace over here because the oil is choytzitz b'fnei atumeh. There were some aroinis that there was less than a peseach tefach between the kisei ha'oren and the mace. But that there were some aroinis. So mina toire, one can be soimach and roi. So the samazay no shayla, one can assume that this is from the roiv aroinis, which are choytzitz b'fnei atumeh. A nail that was together with a mace. So this nail becomes an avi avos atumeh. This nail is metame ba'oyel. If a kohen goes now into the room where this nail was, you have a car, a metal car. So al kaponim, the car becomes an avia baisa tume. A kohen touches it, it becomes an avia tume. So Rab Chaim kohen held that even though if a person touches the nail or is in the oil with this nail, with this kli matris, he'll become tume. But this is atumish ein anoze megaleya cholo. Rabbeinu Tam did not hold. We'll see the Rabbeinu Tam over here also says the same thing. Doesn't hold of this beraisa. So Rab Chaim Kohen wrote him a letter. Eze bayit hashetivnu le'eze mokim in lochosi. According to you, I can't go to the house anymore. There's once a maze in the house, all the nails became tummy, everything became tummy. So eze bayit hashetivnu le. Al koponim, this is a machlekes harishonim. If there are certain tumis, which in Yisod are tumis maze, Baval Pikain Anozer, a Kohen is not mitzuvah on this tumit, because Anozer is not Megaleya. So Al Kalponim, Taisus wants to say that's what Rashi holds. So Tumas Goylol, even though it's Metame Mina Teire, but a Kohen is not mitzuvah on this tumit. Voyoime Rabbeinu Tam, the lesser Lahani Kloli. This bereise is a vergreiste bereise. There's no such thing. The Omar Hossam, he says, I'll prove it to you. That a coin is mitzuveh and a tumeh, that a nozer is not megaleya. The Gemara says in nozer, revi is dam, ein a nozer megaleya cholov, ashi yei chatzi luk. That a revi is dam, a nozer is not megaleya. Ba'afilu ochi koin muzer olov, na koin is muzer an a revi is dam. Kedem rine bebehei, bepeir beim amekashe, the revi is dam habo mi beiz meisim. What if you have a revi is dam that comes? From two meisim tome, mafkine lo malkol nafshe is meis lo yovoi. So there's an isa for a koin to be metame to a revi is dam. Even though another is not megaleya. So because of this kasha, the Rabbein Tam proved that this bereis is vergreist. There's no, the vergreis to bereis. There's no, the Yisr, Lekoyin is not dependent on the Giluach of another. That's the Rabbein Tam's kasha. The Yesh Loima, so Taisus answers a very lumdish etetet. The Hosam Mikol Mokim Aveshem Tumish Anosim Egaleich Oleh. Aval Goyle V'Doivik Eini Klal Benoze Lekach En Koyin Muzer Olo. So Taisus has a very long dishetere. That Goyle V'Doivik Bechlal is not a mean tumor that Anoze is Megaleach. Dam Anoze is Megaleach. The Shaila, how much dam? The Shir, Eini, the Chatzilu, the Revir. But it is Itzumoy Shel Mei. V'Horai Anoze is Megaleach and Dam also. No, he needs a little more dam, a little less dam. But if it's Be'etzim, in Yisod Tumas Mei, so then a koin is mitzuveh. Goylul is bechlal not tumas meis. So memele, so therefore we say, just like a nozer is not megaleach, so a nozer is not, a koin is not mitzuveh. Inami, one teres. A second teres, a barais is sovek is keinem arishoinen, shoyoimer mervi is dam gambet aglachas nozer. That barais that says that koin is totally in the din taglachas of a nozer, that holds that a nozer is megaleich and a revi is also. Period. Umiyu teime, a different kasha. But, so we'll say that out the goylu, there's no chiyu, because a nozer is not megaleich and the goylu, aber amai ein ameis metame bo'oyo. But how is this goylu chaitzit? Kiven shakisui atzmoi mekabel tume. Since the goylul is mekabel tume, there is a klal in chatzitzas oyel, the chol dovo hamekabel tume, einei choytzitz b'chnei atume. Anything that is mekabel tume is not choytzitz ne tume. In kein metame ba'oyel, so it should be metame ba'oyel. The second kashan rashi. The Yeshloimal, so Taisus has a very interesting teret. In Tumas Goylo, Deine Metame Ella Tzad Chitzin Sheboy. In Tumas Goylo, only the outside layer is Metame. Avol Tzad Pnimi Toyer. But the inside layer does not have Tumas Goylo. So the inside layer is Chaitzitz. The outside layer can't be Chaitzitz because that's Taka Mekabal Tumas. Where do we see such a very interesting phenomenon? Kedis Nabe Mesechus Tehoz Vaperik Tezbov. A person had a barrel that was full of mashkin tahirin umakefes tamid posel, and it's mukif a tamid posel. That means it's sealed, that it's not mekabel tuma ba'oil. Vasa goylo lekever, and he used this chavis as a goylo. And a geya bo, a person who touches the outside surface of the chavis metami tuma shiva. So he's tummy 7 days. This is tuma's mate. Chavis v'mashkin toirin, and the inside of the chavis and the mashkin are toir. V'shetapni mekulei toir. Period. U'miu teimo l'peirish akuntarish. According, but so also finished. So we could say that goylo is the kisei ha'orin. Afal pikein, they were allowed to be medalig, and that the kisei ha'orin is still chaitzitz v'fnei atum. U'miu teimo l'peirish akuntarish, the peirish per kamad ha'irevim. There it says that one cannot make from a bal chai a goylo. Bal chai does not become a goylo. The goylo haine kisi ha'orein. If a goylo is a kisi ha'orein, v'chi oisne mi bal chai in kisi la'orein, does one make from a bal chai a kisi la'orein? That means it's not practical to use a bal chai to cover an oren. The mason tends to remain there. And the balachai, so one does not use a balachai for kisi la'orim. So why does it speak about a case which is not probable? So Tosfos in Ksubis says, the Gemara is only telling us the halachas. Not Mishkan Lamais, if he will do it, he will. The Gemara just says, there's no hilchas gailu. If he would do it, if he wouldn't do it, that's not, as the story is told, a woman once brought a chicken to the briskerov, and the briskerov was looking and looking and looking. 15 minutes, a half an hour, 3/4 of an hour. So she said, oh, Rebbe, forget about the chicken. He says, you think the chicken bothers me? The shayla's terrific. I mean, it's not the... So that's the Gemara over there. It's not the chicken over there. It's the Gemara, Klauter and the Lomdis. Does the chicken get a din goyla or doesn't get a din goyla? That's the shayla of the Gemara. If one would do such a thing, that's not the geya. Al kein perish Rabbeinu Tam, al kaponim the Rabbeinu Tam did not like all these terutzim, so he has a different pshat, the goylul haino mateve. Goylul is not the kisei ha'oren, goylul is the mateve. V'chein derech bnei odom litim behem ala keva ala simen hachitnu ala of mateve. So memele, so we can very easily say that the aroinus over here, there was no mateve, so memele there was no goylul, so no problems. Roiv aroinus yesh lahem chalal tefach. Roiv aroinus have a chalal tefach. So therefore, there's no tumah, because it is chaitzitz v'fnei tumah. V'tzorech loimar, so Tosfos says, a chalal tefach, that there's a space of a tefach between the kisei ha'orein and the mace, that is not sufficient to be chaitzitz v'fnei tumah. V'tzorech loimer sheroish ha'orein pasuah. That the roish ha'orein was pasuah. That means there are two tnoim. That means if we have an oren, and let us for practical purposes say that the oren was al pnei hasod, that you just had an oren. So there are two tnoim. Tnai number one is that the kisei ha'orein is a tefach away from the mace. That's tnai number one. But the oren cannot be completely sealed. There has to be an opening from the side that theoretically the tumah can go out. If there's an opening from the side, and then there is a halal tefach, then there's chaitzitz b'nei tumah. But if not, shim hoya sosum, if you only had an oren which was completely sealed, even though there was a peiseach tefach between the mace and the oren, so that doesn't help the situation, it makes it worse. Adarab, ki yesh boi peiseach tefach, metamei afilu vafilu betzad harekon sheboi. It is metam afilu betzad harekon. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. Shitas ha'tosfos is, if this is the kisei ha'oren, and you have a mace over here, so Shitas HaTosfos is as follows. If there'll be less, and this is a sealed enclosure, that means that the oren is completely sealed. So if there's less than a peiseach tefach between the kisei oren and the mace, that's called a tumah ritzutze, And kineged ha-meis, the tumah is by kas v'oilo. So that means if the mace is on, if you have an oren that is 10 feet long, and the mace is 3 feet, so 3 feet, if one walks over the area where the mace is, he's tumah, because it's a tumah ritzutzah, it's by kas v'oilo, if there's less than a peseach tefach. And the 7 feet which are left over, which are reikon, there's no tumah over there. That's if there's less than a peseach tefach. If there's a peseach tefach over the mace, so it becomes a kever sosum, and it's ki'ilu, the whole kever is full of tumah, so now we have an orin, a 10-foot orin that's full of tumah, and the tumah of 10 feet is by kas v'oilo. So Tosfos says a peseach tefach without a pesach mibachutz is not a tikkun, no, it's a kilku. Verkehrt, the peseach tefach will make that a filu, the tzad horeikon, will be by kas v'oilo. Kedemrinim b'meseches leholos peperik zayin, nefesh atume anegeh b'min atzodim, tohoyer. Nefesh atume, so Tosfos learns, this is an orin, so if a person touches the sides, it's toyer, perish b'tzad ha-reiko, and this is talking because it's less than a peseach tefach, neshetume b'kas v'oilo b'kas b'yeredes. V'im hoyer mokim atume tefach al tefach arum tefach, hanegeh bo mikol mokim tomei. But if this nefesh atume, this orin, was a peseach tefach over the mace, so hanegeh bo b'chol mokim tomei, wherever he touches, v'im neshu ki kever sosum. Alme bekever sosum eine metame kol svivo, elo shiyesh olov tefa. Alo betume ritzut eine metame kenege de tumme blei metade reka. Vepeik aboiche peiris yesh laharich. See, Tosfos wasn't marich too much, but Tosfos tells us that a peseach tefach is not sufficient. Tosfos had a problem, that there's a Mishnah in Leiholis that seems a peseach tefach creates problems. It's metame fula kenege de reka. And our Gemara says a peseach tefach is a trufe, is an eitze. So Tosfos was miyashiv. A peseach tefach is a trufe if there's a, if it's pasuach mibachut. And a peseach tefach is a kilku if it's not pasuach mibachut. The Dachlozovit brings down Rashi in many places does not seem to hold like this. The Shitas Rambam is not like this. And the Rambam, for emphor, Tosfos Kashe, the Rambam, Perik Yud Beis, from Hilchis Tumas Meis, Halach Evov, says as follows. There's a difference between a kever and a orin. A kever sosum is metamek kol svivo. That means if a person is buried in the ground, even though there's a peseach tefach, it's metamek kol svivo. The whole mokain is by kas v'oila. An orin shall eat, which does not have a din of a kever, so there the halacha is, if there's a peseach tefach over the mace, it's choitzit. So that is Shitas HaRambam, there's a difference between an orin shel eitz and a kever. Tosfos holds the chilek is between there's a pesach pasuach min atzad, or there's no pesach pasuach min atzad. Toshma, godel kovei babriye shedoiche es loisa sheshebetoiche. We learned a baraisa, that kovod habris is doicha loisas. Vamai, leimo, ein chochme, vein tvune, vein eitzo, leneged Hashem. We just learned, Rav told us that the kovod habris is not doicha loisas. If a person is wearing kloyim, he has to take off the kloyim. So let us say, ein chochme, vein tvune, eitzo, leneged Hashem. Tilgemo, Rav, vashvok, ameide, Rav Kahane, ubelav de loisas. When the Tanna said it's doicha loisase, he did not mean any loisase. He meant the love of loisase. Achichu alei, so when they heard this teretz of Rav Bar Shvo, so they laughed on him. Love the loisase, dear Isaac. What's the difference between love the loisase? You're telling me that a covenant priest cannot be doicha lav. How could the differentiate this lav yod, this lav nit? It's a lav, it's a lav d'iraisa. Omar Rav Kahane, Gavre Rabbe, Omar Milse, Loisa Chichole. Kol mili de Rabona nas mechinu a lav de Loisoso, umishum kvoidoi shoru Rabon. Now this is a moire dike gemore, and there's a moire dike machloikis a rishoinim how to understand this gemore. First, let me tell you the machlokes harishonim. The machlokes, the Ramban, and the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shoyrish Aleph, what the love of Loisoso includes. That is Zichel. The Pasuk is Loisoso Mikol Asher Yeirucho. If Sanhedrin will tell us that the halacha is so-and-so, and they figured out the halacha may echad me yud gimel midish ha-teira nidreshes behem. The Sanhedrin said this is the halacha, ha-kal b'chayma ramah motzino. There's zikher, so, there's a gzeira shovel, whatever it is, and the person will say, he doesn't want to listen to them, and the pasuk it doesn't seem like that, he zikher oiva loisoso. That means, on the limudim, the hayroi, that the Sanhedrin, Paskins, from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTeir Nidrashes Ben, that Zichar, I Yisar, the Yerais, if a person does not listen to the Hero from the Chachomen. The Shaila is the Gzeirois the Rabbon. If a person will drink Cholavako, he'll eat Bisholak, this is a Gzeire. Shniyis the Rabbon, the Rais the Rabbon, Amir Alakum. All the Isurim the Rabbon, the Kavi and the Kalmelis. These Isurim Darabonon, if a person carries an akamalis, if a person eats Bishalakum, so it's Oiver at Darabonon, is he Oiver Loisoso, yes or no? So the Rambam Shites, and we'll see Rashi Shites, he's Oiver Loisoso. He's Oiver and Isser the Araisa of Loisoso. It's also the Araisa. Mikola Sheyerucha does not only include Hoyroes, it includes Zeres Darabonon also. So we have to understand, according to the Rambam and Rashi, so what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara said it's a deraisa. So the Gemara says, "Kol milu darabon asmachu aloisosa." But if there's a loisosa, there's a problem. So we'll see in Rashi, Rashi solved the problem. Al koponim, the Ramban in Shoyrish Harishin and Sefer HaMitzvahs, he took this Gemara and he said, "This Gemara is a raya to me." He says, "Gzeiris darabon and what is noiv aloisosa?" He says, "The Gemara says." Asmechinu alav de leisosa. He says that, but he says, the chachomim, it's an asmachte. That means, keilu yo'ivar al leisosa. This is not a real leisosa. That means they were masmech the krov leisosa on gzeiris de rabona. But it's not an isa de reise. It is an isa de rabona. So on the isa de rabona of leisosa, shim kvoida yishoru rabona. Now it's kovad abri yishoru rabona. That's how the Ramban learned pshat in this gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Es loisase, kosal kedaita, kol loisase koma, all loisase. Belav de loisoso, achich rolei inusoba, da filu omru loi devar teire. Afilu they told him devar teire. We said loisoso is koila afilu devar teire. That Chazal said, that this is pshat, they darshened one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTeir Nidreshes Behem, they said this is also min HaTeir, and als kovad abriyis, one is allowed to be oiver, who oimed b'fnei HaKovid, yaver olo, v'hai nami deraisu, so what is the difference between this loisos or any other law? So the Gemara answered, kol mili derabonon as mechina loisos, kochi komolu, not every loisosa are you doiche in they cover the breeze. Dover shehu mi divrei soifrem, agzeire da rabonon, nitre mit ne cover the breeze. The kori lei loisase, what one is oiva, one can be oiva loisase, vishum dechsiv loisosa, because taka one is oiva an a loisase, he's oiva an loisosa. Udiko kashe luchu diereisu, you have a kashe, it is a diereise. Rabbonon achlu likorayu laver al divreyem heige de ike kovad abriyus. The Rabbonon said that you could be mechalo their kovad, or they were moichal on their kovad, heige de ike kovad abriyus. That means as follows. The Rabbonon made gzeiris. You're not allowed to eat bisholak. That's an iser. The Rabbonon said you're not allowed to eat. If a person eats bishalakum, what is he doing? He's oivan iser deraisa, because he's not listening to the Rabbonah. The Rabbonah said, don't eat bishalakum, he's eating bishalakum. So therefore he's oivan iser deraisa. But we find certain kulis. Sofik bishalakum is mutter.
Ayat HaSofik Deraisa.
So the Teretz is, the Rabbanon said, we're telling you, this is the Bishalakum, is only us if you know for sure it's Bishalakum. If you don't know for sure, we're not asking it. So the Loisosa Chazal, when they made their Isurim, they made guidelines of their Isurim. If a person is over after their guidelines, he's over Nisa Deraisa. If according to their guidelines, there's leeway over here, so he's not over an Issa. When Chazal made an Issa, so one of the guidelines was, if covered the Brias will be involved, so then we are masking that our Issa should be Nitcham if they covered the Brias. So if that's how the Issa was created, so there's no Issa Deraisa of Lois also. That's what Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara. That's what Rashi says, Klo, Rashi holds like the Rambam. So Rashi brings two cases, one is allowed to be over the Rabbonim. One is to carry Avonim, even though Tiltal Avonim is a Tiltal Mukhtze. We're speaking about it was not Miyachet Avonim for Kinuach, so it's Mukhtze. Oy Mishan Ivsiko Tzitzis Talisoy Bekamalis. If a person is wearing a talis, and one of the tzitzis fell off, so now there's a problem, he's carrying the other three tzitzis. Kozman is wearing four tzitzis, so the tzitzis are doing a purpose, so it's not considered a masui, it's matel de levishas habege, so there's no shail of carrying. The minute one tzitzis falls off, so the other three tzitzis are not accomplishing anything, so by walking with a talis with three tzitzis, he's over an Israel derabonon of carrying tzitzis in a kalmelis. Leitzricha lanichei talisa sham likonis lebeisei olim. So Chazal said, he's not mechuyev to leave, to take off the talis, even though he's carrying in a kalmelis. But since the kalmelis is nisa derabonon, they were maskim, covered mishum covered abriyas, that he should not have to take it off. Toshma. Visalamto. We learn out from the posik visalamto mehem pomim sha'ato mis'ala mehem. There are times when a person is permitted, when he sees an aveda, there are times when he's permitted not to pick up the aveda. This time is leisuchal isalam. He has to pick up the aveda. He can't ignore the aveda. And there are times visalamto, he's permitted to be misalam. Pomim sha'ato mis'ala mehem. Upomim sha'ato mis'ala mehem. Okay, sir. If the person who sees the Aved is a Koyin, we be Beis HaKvoris, and the Aved is not Beis HaKvoris. So, in order to go into the Beis HaKvoris, he'd have to be Metam himself. In order to be Mekindness of Hashem, he'd have to be Metam himself. And we say, Pomim Shalta Misalem. That's not Negeyos. This is Negeyos. Ayhoya Zokim Ve'ein Elifi Kvoidoi. For what he was a Zokim, a Talmud Chochim. And it's not lefi kvoidoi to schlep back an aveda. If it would be his own aveda, he also wouldn't do it. Or a third case. That lemaise, if he's going to, he has a job now, and he can make on his job, he makes $100 an hour. If he's going to be mevatel 3 hours to return the aveda, so he could rightfully mum from the owner of the Aveda, $300, or Schar B'Taylor, which is called to $300. And the Aveda is worth 10 cents. So it's not Kedai for him to be Meshiv the Aveda, in order that the Baal Aveda should have to pay him close to $300. So in these three cases, El Kachnema Visalampa. He's not Mechui to be Meshiv the Aveda. So the Gemara asks, Amai Leimo, Ein chochme vein tvume vein eitzel le neged Hashem. But in the middle case, zokim vein lefi chvoidoi, lechoyre, why is this doiche, why is this covered doiche, the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveide? There's lesuchol isalem. So the Gemara says, shani hosam tachsivi salamta, I have a gzeiris hakosam, that covered abris is doiche. That's the Gemara v'ligmo minei, let's learn out from here that covered abris is doiche aloisase shebetayre. So the Gemara says isurim imamayne lo yalfino. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says v'hu beveis akvoras aveda v'ein lefi kvoidei aveda chshuve lefi kvoidei la'ashiva. Aishoisem melachte merubet shedmei bitol melachte lildei v'acheo yiseirem al dmei aveda לא ירצו הביילם להושב לא יויסים מה שמשב להם, ונמצא הוא מפסיס, he's going to lose. ונגמר מיני, לגבי קלוין דומין הפויש נפלו בשוק, מומוינו קל מייסורס, even though הייסורים, one is not allowed to be יויבניסר, המצווה שבמומוין, is a gringere mitzvah, it's nitna l'mechile, so therefore the Torah was machadish when it comes to Yenim's moment, so one is not mechuyif to be mevaz himself, levater al kavoidai, in order to be meishiv Yenim's moment.